This is KCUR 89.3. Last week, President Trump signed an executive order to stop the policy of separating immigrant families at the southern U.S. border. But the road ahead for many families who were separated already is far from over. KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez spoke with one family that has been reunited in the Kansas City area.
Maria remembers the moment she found out her son, daughter, and six-year-old grandson were planning on coming to the United States. They called her in May from the southern U.S. border. She says she panicked because she knows how dangerous the border can be. Maria herself crossed the same border years ago, seeking asylum from domestic violence in Guatemala. Because she doesn't want to jeopardize her asylum case, she's using a pseudonym. Maria told her family to cross the international bridge that leads to a U.S. port of entry. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristen Nielsen has said asylum seekers who enter the country that way would not be separated. But that's not what they did. Under the advice of a smuggler who brought them to the border, Maria's family walked across the Rio Grande into the U.S. Then they walked about 50 meters to the Customs and Border Protection Office. So officials separated all three, leaving the six-year-old alone.
Pero en ese momento se llevaron a mi hijo y se quedó solo el niño. Y dice que lo llevaron a una jaula.
She says he told her they took him to a cage, like the ones shown on TV. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Office did not answer an inquiry about protocol for separating families. Maria's daughter and grandson were reunited after 6 days, and they arrived together in Kansas City days ago. But several battles lie ahead, both legally and psychologically. Maria says her grandson told her the guards threatened him.
Que lo amenazaron, que le dijeron que se iba a ir a vivir con otras familias y que nunca más iba a volver a ver a su mamá. Que él iba a tener nuevos papás.
They told him he was going to go live with other families and that he'd never see his mother again. He told her he didn't eat or sleep. At night, she says, he told her he would curl up with a 13-year-old boy from Mexico because the facility was so cold. That kind of early childhood trauma increases the long-term risk of a whole range of mental health disorders. Dylan G., an assistant professor of psychology at Yale University, says for kids like Maria's grandson, whose family was already fleeing violence at home, the effects could be double.
Experience of multiple traumas increases risk for disorders like post-traumatic stress disorder. And so children who have already experienced a harrowing journey on the way to the U.S. may be more at risk.
Maria's 16-year-old son is still being detained. He's been there for more than a month. G says the separation could affect him a little differently.
So in some kids, this may manifest as a more internalizing response, fears, withdrawal, nightmares. Others may show more what we call externalizing behaviors. Aggression, acting out, defiance.
While the psychological effects may last a lifetime, Kelly Hewitt, Maria's attorney, says the legal battle just became a mountain because asylum cases for victims of domestic and gang-related violence are some of the most difficult to prove.
It's a multi-year process, and most people lose, unfortunately.
The chances got even slimmer this month when Attorney General Jeff Sessions said domestic and gang-related violence should no longer be grounds for asylum. Abuse cases are a key tool immigration attorneys use to argue for asylum for clients from Central America, where gang violence is rampant. Hewitt thinks she can still fight for Maria's family, but it will take a lot longer.
We always think towards appeal, but at this point in time, we have to plan that our cases are more likely to be denied.
As far as Maria goes, she's happy to have her daughter and grandson near her and to be in regular communication with her son. The Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement will have to determine her home is a suitable place for him to go. Hewitt, her attorney, guesses that will take another month. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.